This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's get started with our Talk Radio review, a roundup, a discussion, if you will, of the information provided to those of us who are here, listening and participating as well. The folks at Talkers Magazine every week take it upon themselves as a service to the industry to chart the most important discussion topics in News Talk Radio land, so-called political talk radio. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of those stations all around the country, and we are on hundreds of them with the review. The review comes to us, as I said, thanks to talkers doing the work on the stories and the people. We have a list of 10 stories, 10 people. We'll go through them with our list of experts, our guests. Well, let's see. We'll go all the way down the list here, starting with Jennifer Horn, who is here. Her expertise led to us from the DJV show and from whatever the truth, the answer is in Los Angeles and KRLA. The truth,
it's the answer.
Answer.
The, yeah,
whatever
and that's
it is.
The truth. It's the answer.
The answer. Yes, it is. All right. Also, Victoria Jones is in from Washington, the D.C. radio company. She'll be commenting. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington with thoughts. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's run down the list. Don't interrupt me, anybody. Let me get through the list, at least. For the week of September 24th to 20th.
Oh, Doug.
All right. Sports talk radio, playoffs, NFL action. What's Kaepernick doing? All that stuff. Number 10. Number
and
9.
And also Liverpool playing Chelsea.
Huh?
Okay. Well, that stopped you.
Big soccer match.
So that was about 5 seconds it took him. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay, next, the Fed hikes the interest rates. I'm surprised the Donald hasn't put a kibosh on that. Number 8, trade wars or trade talks between the U.S. and China. Number 7, bye-bye to Bill Cosby, that is. 6, midterm elections. 5, Rod Rosenstein. What's he doing and where's he going and who's he with? Who's on first? Number 4, election interference from the Chinese in America. Trump at the UN is number 3. They were laughing at him. They weren't really. Trump and the investigation. You know what? Every week that shows up, I'll just not comment because it's not necessary. The number 1 item, no surprise here, the hearings with Mr. Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. So that's the list of the top stories. People, number 10, Clay Matthews. Number 9, Xi Jinping. I didn't pronounce that correctly.
Xi Jinping. Yeah.
Him too?
Yeah, but
her?
You got the ping
him?
Part right.
Right.
I did get
right,
the ping
yeah.
part right. Thank you, G. Ping. One ping only, Basili. One ping.
Sure. One ping and one ping only.
Number 8, Hassan Rouhani. Sounds like the star of the Jack Ryan. By the way, Richie, I saw all 8 episodes. You were right.
It's a great show, isn't it?
It is a very good show.
Yeah.
Very good show.
You haven't gone to Netflix and got your Jack Ryan.
No,
picks.
No, it's on Amazon.
Amazon, I'm sorry.
Amazon Prime. I had to
great
join
show.
Amazon Prime to take your advice. Bill Cosby, 7. People list here. Ted Cruz, you want to lose? Vote for Cruz. He's number 6. Rod Rosenstein, is it Steen or Stein? I think we've got
Stein, like Stein. A beer Stein.
Stein. Right. Okay, number 5. Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge are tied for number 4. Chuck Grassley and DiFi tied for 3. Mm. Kavanaugh and Ford tied at 2. And the Donald is at number 1. All right, have at it. This is Victoria. Victoria is our guest here, so let her start with what she thinks is the most important among all those 10 stories. What tweaks your interest most?
Well, clearly the most important story and the story that's going to have the most impact going forward for the next 30, 40 years is the Kavanaugh, whatever that was, in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the vote by the Judiciary Committee and then the vote next week to confirm him to the Supreme Court. And then possibly the Democrats are looking at the maybe impeachment of Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court justice based on what they will view as his lack of judicial temperament and also based on his testimony yesterday and possible bias in cases, I think. So we're looking at some very interesting things coming up down the road. And Doug, I also would like to have time later in the show to tell you about the story in which we are he is us, an Irishman spoke up for all of us at Dublin Airport yesterday.
All right. I'm all for that. We'll get to that later on. Jennifer, your read on the most important story of the week.
Oh, I definitely think it's the Kavanaugh story. It's been one that dominated the headlines. I'm surprised Bill Cosby's down there at number 7 because he came in a close second, I think. I don't know if that's the most important, but clearly with the amount
of media attention. Your thoughts.
For me, it's Kavanaugh. I think what we saw, what we witnessed in the Senate this past week was pretty disgusting. It was pretty despicable. I think Lindsey Graham probably summed it up the best for me when he said, this is not the process that I signed up for. And it's a moment. There's so much more significance other than a Supreme Court justice, which, of course, is very important. Of course, the storyline about being so polarized by our political parties. But also, I think it marks this new beginning of the end in which we can't just play identity politics anymore. And I think for people are going to start requiring their political leaders to stand up and fight. And I think that this has been a trend. I think this is why Trump was elected. I think Republicans probably saw this and realized that he had no shame bone built into his body. And they want fight. And how many people, after the testimony of Christine Ford, thought, well, lights out. But as soon as he sat down and as soon as he started fighting, I'm talking about Judge Kavanaugh now, everything sort of changed. And I came away from that hearing going, gosh, I actually think both of them were pretty credible. I believe something happened to her, but I believe that he didn't do it. And so this fight is going to be the underlying storyline throughout the midterms and into the 2020 presidential election, I think.
All right. So I'll just throw my two cents worth and then we'll pause and Richie can give us his. I think I'm weary of the fighting, the lack of collegiality. Everybody's right. Nobody's right. Everybody's wrong. Everybody's wrong. It's sickening. And it's become the way things are done and is the way I conduct my life. It isn't the way you conduct your life. It's time they conducted their lives the way the people who put them there conduct their lives. This has become like a wrestling match. It's become, okay, maybe it's entertaining to have Donald Trump get a chuckle at the UN, that kind of stuff. But where are we getting down to the business of running the country, which is what these boobs are supposed to be doing? And having Kavanaugh's sex life or the woman who accused him on display for basically everybody to try to judge. Who the hell are you to judge? I'm betting that every one of you, have got some kind of thing in the closet that you don't want everybody to know about. And you can say, well, I don't want to try to be the Supreme Court justice. Yeah, but I'm sure that you have, there's something in your life that's important and things that maybe you don't want people to know because they don't need to know them. I didn't need to know a lot about Kavanaugh. I didn't need to know any of that, frankly. 15 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calotren, Calotren. If people call 833-TOP-LOSS to get more information, what will be their experience?
Well, we actually have real live people right here in America who can help you on your weight loss journey, and that is one of the things that you get when you do purchase Calotren. You get a team of support. We're here to help you lose weight the right way, the safe way, without drugs and without stimulants. And then, of course, Calotren, you know, you get a proven product, something that's been proven. And then, of course, it's great for digestion and acid reflux. We have a lot of customers who continue taking it for those side benefits.
All right. Calotren contains absolutely no drugs, absolutely no stimulants. It is completely safe to take even if you're taking other medications. It's guaranteed or your money back. Sign up.
Get the all of the benefits by going to toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to MarleyGenerics.com or call us at 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310.
You can spend this fall hauling bags of leaves to the curb or hauling. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealership for great deals on Dodge Charger with 292 horsepower and 30 mpg highway. Dodge Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Dodge Durango. This fall, get great deals at your local Dodge dealership. EPA estimated MPG. Actual results may vary based on Ward's Middle Specialty Segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, so this is a Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden in the studios of our originating network, Radio America. We have Jennifer Horn with us. The thoughts on the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings are where we are. Richie, you want to weigh in on this?
There's so much here. Yesterday, like Jennifer, I walked away believing both of them. I believe something happened to her, but I also believe he did not do it. And I think the spectacle that we saw yesterday, especially with Cory Booker, I wanted to reach through the television and when he asked Kavanaugh, "Do you drink during the weekdays?" and would not
somebody
let him
else
answer
him
any other thing other than yes.
Yeah.
He didn't want an explanation. I didn't ask you that. All I want you to say is yes or no. Yes or no. Did you drink on Monday, September, whatever, in 1982? Yes. So you do drink on weekdays. Okay, good. And it just goes to show what a show this whole thing is and the whole thing was. And the internet blew up when Lindsey Graham finally said, "I've had enough." And it was a spectacle, and it's embarrassing. And it just goes to show, yeah, everybody, show up at the polls in November because it's the only way we're going to change it.
Yep.
And
make
it's exactly
sure.
why
make
we
sure
have Trump. This yeah. is why. The people who complain about having Trump, this yep. is why you
watch
have
that.
Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially really shoveling it deep with someone like Cory Booker, who has written in a book, admitted himself, that when he was drunk, he was groping chicks, and he wrote an account about it. It's like... first of all, it also made me realize on the sad side that women have taken a lot of abuse in this country, that everybody mm-hmm. seems to have a story. It's like this unspoken...
But the whole Me Too movement has just been destroyed.
Yeah. I don't think so, and I don't think it was destroyed. It had a great deal of credibility yesterday. She was a very credible witness.
They're using it as a weapon, as a tool.
I don't think that has anything to do with what she said. He was evasive, and I think that if there was any interest in getting to the truth of this, which clearly there isn't because, as you said, it is entirely political, then Mark Judge, instead of being who was the other person in the room, and I do believe that she's correct in who attacked her, rather than being holed up in a Delaware beach house hiding, would be called and would have testified.
But he gave a sworn statement.
He did testify to the Senate committee.
Well, he could have come in, and he could have been asked questions, and he was.
Why would you subject yourself to that?
If there was any interest in finding out what really happened, they could have had, as they did in Anita Hill, an FBI investigation, and got those Safeway work records.
But the Democrats
There's
are
no
playing
interest.
The whole investigation to their...
There's no interest
they don't,
in getting
They're not
to
interested
the
in investigating. They're interested in delay.
All right, 21 after on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Help Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our focus here. Back to the focus. The top stories, the people, all this good stuff that we have to talk about. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Business about this program, by the way, is recorded on Friday. So some of the references that you hear are to what's gone on during the course of the week, and they apply. Well, maybe they've changed somewhat over the weekend. I guess it depends on what the status is of the vote and continuing focus on this sort of thing. I'm very uncomfortable with it. I'm very uneasy, frankly, with the status of what my country is all about. I don't like the fighting. You can say, Richie, that that's why Trump got elected, and I think you're probably right about that. But I don't like that to be the status, the symbol of our country. I think it's not about Trump. It's not about it was one side or the other. It's about the two of them acting like children. And it goes back, there's an entitlement that comes with I'm right and you're wrong, and it developed over generations. This is a parental thing. Parental permissiveness has gotten us to where we are. You may say, well, that's a stretch, but I don't think it's a stretch at all.
Our country is we're like a pendulum.
Yeah,
and
well,
over the course of generations, it starts to swing wider to one side or the other. We need to figure out how to kind of stop that momentum and just kind of get it to swing back towards the center and center left, center right a little bit more.
Well, so then what do we do? How do we bring ourselves to the center and stay there for a while instead of overreacting? Is it the news media? Is it Victoria and her reporting that's responsible for this? Victoria? You're a reporter.
It's all your fault, Victoria.
Did we lose Victoria's connection? I must have lost it. But we're so focused on the blame, Richie. We're so focused on pointing fingers.
I'm afraid that it's going to go even further. Well, look at this now. I mean, you know, yeah, career politicians are going to start going up, but look what's coming in. Look with police and with politicians. I think we're going to have a generation of some really just, because decent people just aren't going to want to go through what Brett Kavanaugh went through or what, you know, what anybody else is going through to get into office and to stay in. Paul Ryan's like, yeah, I'm out of here, man. I'm going to go work the private life and just make money, and it'll all be good. But same thing with my police. My brother's a cop. He's like, man, you see the guys coming in. It's just, you know.
The police, the new recruits?
The new recruits, because who wants to be a cop anymore?
Yeah.
Who wants to be under that scrutiny and just, you know, if you're a good guy? Because there's 1% of bad people, everybody's going to be called
getting
names
a piece of it.
And scrutinized like you're a racist and a cop and this and that. And just who wants to go through that? Who wants to be called a sexist, a racist and everything because one person somewhere does something horrible?
One of the things that I thought this week...
I think there's something even deeper. There's something even deeper going on in our political system, too. I think there's a slow grinding down of the three branches of government,
Agreed.
I'm probably not going to be terribly popular for saying this, which is not a destruction of our entire system, but I think there is a brokenness which is essentially spiritual and is not political. Mm-hmm. And I think if we don't address it on a spiritual level rather than a political level, we're not going to get to the heart of it. And by becoming more and more politically polarized and only addressing it politically, which is what we keep doing and doing and doing, we become more and more sliced more and more thinly,
totally
rather
agree.
Than going to the heart and having deep spiritual conversations, which are terribly difficult to have.
Yeah,
let's let's break that down a little bit as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake surprised his colleagues on both sides of the aisle when he called for a delay in the Senate vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation after releasing a statement earlier saying he would vote to confirm him. He said he wanted an FBI investigation of Kavanaugh's alleged sexual misconduct. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham doesn't think that needs to happen.
I've never heard a more compelling defense of one's honor and integrity than I did from Brett Kavanaugh.
Earlier in the day, Flake was cornered by sexual assault survivors in an elevator.
I didn't tell anyone, and you're telling all women that they don't matter.
President Trump, who approved the request, says it will all work out in the end.
They have to do what they think is right. There's no message whatsoever.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Review, the maximum focus on the big stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and the list, the stories are always there at the end of every week. You can go reference them if you don't hear us go through the list of stories. I'll go through it one more time. Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. We're talking about our take on some of these things. Clay Matthews, Xing Jinping.
G.
Number. No, G. Yeah, yeah. Okay. G.
Make it sound like a game of table tennis, Doug.
Okay. Very. That's a great analogy. Thank you. Hassan Rouhani is number
terrible
8.
Terrible analogy.
Bill Cosby, I thought it was right. Number 7, Ted Cruz at 6, Rod Rosenstein at 5, Deborah Ramirez and Mark Judge at 4, Grassley and Feinstein at 3, Kavanaugh and 4 to 2, and the president is number 1. You said something a few minutes ago, which I would like to pursue a bit with my own twist on it first, if you don't mind, Victoria and Richie. My philosophy of life, the connection that we all have, whether we realize it or not, in my mind, it's very firm, the spiritual, the spirit, the mind, the body connection, the spiritual relevance to this discussion that you brought into it, I think is very apt, and it's an angle that I've never actually thought about, or if I have, I haven't put it into thought or words on this program. The idea that we all sort of, whether we like it, know it, or acknowledge it, in my mind, there is a higher power, and this power is far greater than we are. We don't understand it really, and we don't really well deal with it. We tend to be, for whatever the reason, on some basic level of grunt communication, and so we aren't looking at this from the broad view of how it affects people. These are human beings that have been affected by this. And, yeah, you can say, well, they should think about their actions. They should think about what happens as a result of action, because for every action there's a consequence or a reaction. Yeah, that's true. But when you're 17, 18, 19, whether you're a man or a woman, I'm not sure that you have the maturity to be drinking as much as some do. I think there's less personal responsibility being taught today. That was sort of the reference that I made to how things have changed, how people have a different view, parental permissiveness, things like that. Maybe they all sort of go together in a loose fashion. But to me, God is a force, the energy that is a part of what we all connect. We are all connected as one. Whether we realize it or not, we are all one. And so to continually harp on our differences, whether they be sexual, whether they be monetary, whether they be race, religion, it's folly. And it is destructive to the goal of us getting along and having a good life. I think those of you who think you have a good life because you're enjoying this need to have your heads examined. Frankly, there's nothing about this that's enjoyable. Nothing. It's distressing, it's distracting, it's disgusting. And at some point, you have to get back to what the bottom line is here. It's respect, and that comes from having respect for others, comes from having respect for yourself. And I just think a lot of people today haven't been brought up to respect themselves. And that also comes from a feeling of self-worth, which is a spiritual value. All right, so I've said I can go on, but I don't want to. I think I've said enough here.
I think self-worth is under attack, too.
Yeah.
I think people with egos who feel strong about who they are seen as all kinds of labels that are being thrown around today. And I think a guy from your generation who grew up and just basically knuckled through whatever you had to and has strong opinions, you just don't see those anymore because they're being beat down to the point to where you are obnoxious, you are sexist, you are racist, you are homophobe, you are this, you are that, you are this. Pick a name, any name, and it gets thrown right at you. And it beats you down and beats you down. They're doing that to teenagers and 20-year-olds in college, and it gets.
You can
to the
hear
point
in
where
the tone of voice people exhibit, Richie, when it comes to talking about somebody, whether it's on the radio, whether it's television, whether it's in a conversation at a party, that eyebrow raising tone of voice that is so disrespectful toward women. Toward people of whatever the distinction is, you're not me and I'm better than you. That's what I get out of all of this stuff.
I know young people because I've got a lot of cross-generational friendships who are like 19, 20, who are outstanding and real go-getters in their field and have strong personalities. But they, in doing those things that make them outstanding, and, you know, really make them stand out as well, they don't feel the need to put other people down.
Right.
And so I think you can be those things and not tread on people. So I think, you know, I think it's possible to be outstanding and not stand on.
True, true. But at a certain point, for you to be the best you can be, you have to be better than somebody else. And that somebody else is going to take offense and start labeling you as something.
Yeah. So let me take, I'll give you an example. I'll put myself
on the best Victoria Jones is better than somebody else who's reporting on the radio, and that person is jealous of you and will call you names and will say things about you.
It depends on their character, doesn't it?
It does. Absolutely.
Right. So I'll put myself in the hot seat here. When I said during the election 2 years ago, you want to lose, vote for Cruz. Is that funny? Is it disrespectful? Is it something that's partisan? None of which, any of those were in my mind. I just thought it was kind of cute. And because I didn't care for Cruz, I still don't like him. As a politician,
I mean, opinions
I don't know
are great,
like,
but you know, it's just there's a respect that goes along with opinions.
So, am I disrespectful by saying that? You want to lose? Vote for Cruz. Is that disrespectful?
I guess it would depend on.
Well, you're
who
jumping
you
into a partisan fray,
right?
So you're getting into a.
So the partisans would say it wasn't fair,
don't you?
Well, but that's part of what I'm talking about here. If you think in a partisan way. And I'm always right because I believe, I can remember, Richie, I'll never forget this phone call. A woman calls one morning. I bet it was 20 years ago. And it's amazing. Why do I remember this call? I remember calling her out for saying the following. This is Deborah from Lima, Ohio. And we're conservatives, of course. So I stopped her there and I said, why do you say you're a conservative, of course? And then she kind of fumbled and bumbled around and blah, 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 you know, with that typical, conservatism is the best thing. So then I quizzed her on what it meant to be a conservative. She had no idea what the term conservative meant. She's just following in, as do millions of other people, into this category. And I would say the same thing would happen on either side. But the thing that stuck with me was, we're conservative, of course. What do you mean, of course? Like, you're no good if you don't agree with us and our political point of view? That's the inference. You're no good. So that's where I draw the line.
Yeah, right. That's the thing, is just the total us against them. I went to dinner the other night with some great friends of ours. We do not talk politics because could not be any further apart. But you know what? You find the common ground, and you realize that people who are totally 100%, 180 degrees opposite of you politically are still good people.
Yeah,
so just find the common ground, and then maybe you can have an actual conversation about the things you really disagree about once you realize this person's not that bad after all.
Why don't you talk about things that are important to you, like your children in that sense, or what's going on at work? Yeah, that kind of stuff. All right.
Once I think you've established some of those things, then you can start to have those deep conversations, because these difficult conversations have to be had. And between the people of polar opposites, in order to get to the deeper unity. For example, if we take some of the deeply polarizing issues, unless people who take those polarizing positions are able to actually sit down in a room, maybe in small groups of maybe five or six or seven or eight, and that may be even too big a group, actually, and talk about them from a position of trust, then, and I'm not talking about large groups, I'm not talking about conferences, because I don't think you can really achieve anything meaningful there, because you're not going to have authentic conversations, then I don't think we can really move on. But you've got to have authenticity and real trust before you can start breaking the egg and getting into the yolk and really talking.
Victoria's getting deep here. And to do that, you need to get rid of Facebook. Facebook's done.
Social media
is a great tool. It's really great.
For what?
But politically.
For promoting radio programs.
Hey, I get to talk to my friends.
You know,
I get to talk to my coworkers. But politically.
All right. Hold on to these thoughts. You got to pause. Imagine, though, what a different world we would live in if we all worked toward the greater good. Think about that in how that would play in your life if we all were working toward one thing, and that's the greater good. And then people say, oh, what's the greater good? Food for thought. Right now, I want you to think about how Calitren, Calotren, works. Calitren is the number one healthy choice, number one without question, among people who have studied those who have lost weight and remained healthy. This is the way by far to do it. It's important. Losing weight is important. And you may say, losing weight at any cost, I'll be healthier. No, that's not true. Losing weight in a very quick way, 30 pounds in a month, no. You get sick. You got to do it a little at a time. And that's where Calitren comes in. It's the healthy choice because what it does is resupply your body with collagen, which is the number one protein from which muscle is built. Lean muscle pushes out the fat. It burns it up. You lose the weight. That's how it works. Simple, straightforward. And with collagen, which your body stops making when you're in your 30s, this gets it going again. And it's good for your joints because collagen, the protein, is the building block of life. So you need it all over your body, and you need to lose the weight. So put the two together. You got a great deal. Go to toploss.com, website toploss.com. It's the only way you can get this product, Calitrin, online, toploss.com, and put DJV into the box, and you'll get 10% off everything you buy, plus the fourth bottle comes to you free. The sign up for Calitrin to lose weight the healthy way is toploss.com. Make sure you use the special code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the official list here, the chart in terms of the top 10 stories for this week, the last week of September, starting at number 10, which is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the action on the NFL side, and the playoffs beginning in Major League Baseball, that sort of stuff. Number 9, the Fed hiking interest rates, very important to all of us. China trade talks, or the war that's ignited between the U.S. and China. At number 8, Bill Cosby sentencing is number 7. Focus on midterm elections, number 6. The status of the Attorney General's Lieutenant Rod Rosenstein, Assistant Attorney General, he is. China election interference, number 4. Trump and his appearance at the U.N. was number 3. The investigation into what went on in the election with the Russians and the Trumpster. Number 1, Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings. That's it.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Creeble.
I see protests on TV and sometimes wonder if the demonstrators even understand what they're protesting. Now a report by the National Association of Scholars says many university courses aimed at understanding the American system have been replaced by classes on how to undermine it. Instead of teaching the foundations of constitutional law, individual freedom, and self-government, these new courses now teach how to organize protests, occupy buildings, and stage demonstrations. American citizens have always enjoyed the right to protest policies with which they disagree. But looking through the lens of liberty is the first step in understanding the right to protest. Without understanding our founding principles, students are being cheated of the opportunity to be full participants in our republic. They should protest that.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, and the official list here, the chart in terms of the top 10 stories for this week, the last week of September, starting at number 10, which is what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, the action on the NFL side, and the playoffs beginning in Major League Baseball, that sort of stuff. Number 9, the Fed hiking interest rates, very important to all of us. China trade talks, or the war that's ignited between the U.S. and China. At number 8, Bill Cosby sentencing is number 7. Focus on midterm elections, number 6. The status of the Attorney General's Lieutenant Rod Rosenstein, Assistant Attorney General, he is. China election interference, number 4. Trump and his appearance at the U.N. was number 3. The investigation into what went on in the election with the Russians and the Trumpster. Number 1, Kavanaugh and the Kavanaugh-Ford hearings. That's it. All right, Victoria, you've got an airport story that's outrageous.
Kehoe, missed his flight, Dublin Airport. Broke through the airport door, ran after the plane. Wait, was tackled, arrested, and went before the police, went to court. charged with criminal damage, left court, shouted abuse and insults at journalists, swung at them with his suitcase before lowering his trousers and mooning bystanders.
There's the airport outrage for you. Maybe we should try that the next time we fly and the flight attendant doesn't take good care of us. They're interesting. Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen here.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, time for us to overview the top five items from the world of technology this past week. That normally goes to Victoria Keevan, the job, but because she's ill, it falls on me to bring the headlines and the story behind the story. So let's get started. We go from number five to number one of the top tech stories of the week. And at number five, the navigation app Waze. They announced they support Apple CarPlay, new update that's coming from them. Just like with Google Maps, you'll be able to sync Waze directions from your iPhone to your in-car display. So that's something new. I use my iPhone. I love Waze. I use it all the time. But I've never figured out how to... no surprise here. I haven't figured out how to link it to my screen that's bigger, obviously. The screen on the dashboard's bigger. So now you can do it pretty easy. For example, based on your preference, you can use daytime or nighttime mode regardless of the time of day. So that, I guess, helps you with clarity. You can change the icon Waze uses for your car on its turn-by-turn map. I think this is important, frankly, to have a bigger screen and not be distracted by holding. You look at the iPhone, you look down, whereas if you look at the screen, you're looking sort of straight ahead. So good for Waze, and I'm going to figure that out myself. I've determined that. Number four, counting down to number one of the top tech stories of the week, Apple completing its acquisition of Shazam. As a welcoming gift to Shazam's hundreds of millions of users, Apple is going to be removing all ads from the free version of this app. Apple and Shazam have a long history together, apparently. Shazam was one of the first apps available when the App Store was launched. It has become a favorite app for music fans everywhere. Apple announced that they were going to buy Shazam last year for $400 million. In addition to a free version which carries banner ads. Shazam also runs an ad-free paid version called Encore. It includes integration with Spotify, Apple Music's chief rival, so it remains to be seen if that part of Shazam will continue. My bet is not. Probably. They don't do much to help the competition, Apple. Number three, Firefox Monitor. New service from Mozilla you can use to check whether your personal information has been compromised by any of the numerous data breaches that happen every year. For added security, you also have the option of registering with the service with Firefox to allow it to proactively alert you if you're affected by an incident in the future. Functionality comes through a partnership with Have I Been Pwned, a site which has been offering this service since it launched in 2013. The size of Mozilla and the Firefox install base ought to greatly broaden their reach, even if the functionality is fundamentally the same. Firefox isn't the only browser that's getting serious about fixing the password problem. A recent Chrome update built a password generator directly into a browser itself to encourage less security-conscious users to break their bad password habits. For now, though, continue using a unique password for every online service and website so that one hack doesn't compromise your entire online existence. And so that was pretty good advice. Number two on our countdown, a focus on Uber. The company has reached a $148 million settlement in a data breach scandal. 50 states will have money coming to it. The largest nationwide settlement of this kind. This breach took place a couple of years ago, exposing names, email addresses, phone numbers of 60 million people all around the world. Exposed the driver's license information of their drivers. Uber's response to the hack was to, protected themselves first, and so they got a lot of criticism aimed at them. They chose not to disclose the security breach until over a year later. Wow. And they paid the hackers $100,000 to get them out of the way. Settlement also requires Uber to increase its security. The hack happened under the former CEO, and now under new leadership, Uber says that the settlement was the right thing to do. All right, number one this week in Tech Talk, the FCC has proposed the first major fine against robocallers that have become the scourge of all of us who have these phones. No one's had much luck stopping them. The FCC is close to issuing a fine against someone using the tactic, $37 million against a company based in Arizona that made 2.5 million telemarketing calls under false phone numbers. So there is hope for those of us who get these calls all day long. And I'm guessing many, if not most of you, have that same problem. So maybe these fines will slow them down a little bit. That's Tech Talk Top 5 Items this week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.